Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Everyone, you listen to that. Good, thank goodness it's folk on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm Swagley, back after a couple of weeks away, really looking forward to broadcasting with my friend James Fagan this morning. And we've got lots and lots of great music for you. We have four interviews for you this morning. We have Murray Granger from The Heart. We have Matt Quinn from Culver Ake with some new tracks. We have Bob Rushton talking about everything going on at Derby Folk Festival. And we have Marilla Holmes, who'll be talking about some of the stuff that she's got coming up over the next little while. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages. The show also has its own Facebook page. We will leave everything open whilst the show is in there. As I said, over the next 2 hours, lots and lots of great stuff coming up for you. So keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
And Sam and I would like to dedicate this programme to the memory of the great, late Danny Thompson, who passed away earlier this week. And we were very sorry to hear it. We'll be dedicating the entire programme to Danny Thompson's incredible music in the near future.
This demon came and got its claws in every little thing. Now there are miles and glass and distance that are keeping me apart from the beating of your strong and steady heart. And if it sinks, my darling, then just close your eyes. when you'll be in my arms again. There's a storm, it's weather, the thunder's coming near, louder than ever, and we don't know where to steer. And though we can't be together, no matter what, my dear, I will love you forever, and we will dance again next year. I will love you forever, and we will dance again next year. Is unfamiliar now, it's turned us all around, a sailboat in a hurricane, and nothing's bolted down, and whichever way you turn, there is no sanctuary in sight, no path to some safe harbour in the night. But I am sailing right beside you, I am just out of arm's length, willing you remember you are raw of iron strength, and I am hanging my tomorrows on the bones of yesterday, all I can do to make it through today. And when my heart sinks, my darling, then I fill my lungs and I think of when you'll be in my arms again. There's a storm here, weather, the thunder's coming near, louder than ever, and we don't know where to steer. And though we can't be together, no matter what, my dear, I will love you forever, and we will dance again next year. I will love you forever, and we will dance again next year. So best foot first, and hold on. Worst, this too will pass, and when it does, I'll be there to fill your glass. And there's a storm here to weather.
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 There's a storm here to weather. There's a storm here to weather. The thunder's coming near, louder than ever, and we don't know where to steer. And though we can't be together, no matter what, my dear, I will love you forever, and we will dance again next year. I will love you forever, we will dance again next year. I will love you forever, we will dance again next year. I will love you forever, and we will dance again next year.
Grace Petrie there from her album Connectivity, and Grace will be on at the Memorial Hall in Sheffield next week I believe. More of a comedy tour, this one, but there is a few songs I'm told. So that will be a great night. Grace Petrie at the Memorial Hall here in Sheffield in next week sometime.
Well, it's good to have you back, Sam. I didn't mind making the show in your absence, but it's always better to do it together. And I'm glad you had a good trip to Canada, and looking forward to going to Portugal with you next week. I don't leave till Thursday, so I suppose I'll make the show next week as well, because you're flying early, aren't you? What day are you going to Costa, Portugal?
Fly on the Tuesday.
Uh-huh. We'll see what we can do.
We can talk, yeah.
Anyway, we're together today, and it's very lovely. Tomorrow, Saturday, in Sheffield, sees a very important event in the Morris calendar. It's one of the biggest events in English Morris dance. And it doesn't always take place in Sheffield. It is the annual convention of the Morris Federation, and they have decided to celebrate it in Sheffield this year to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Morris Federation. There are two kinds of people in the world, Sam. There are people who like Morris dancing and people who haven't seen it yet. And yeah. So there you go. If you haven't seen any Morris dancing, this weekend is a chance to come and see 38 teams from around the country all converging on the city of Sheffield, and they'll be dancing. There are two different places on Fargate where they'll be dancing. They'll be dancing outside City Hall and other places besides. There'll be a session tomorrow night at the Perch, and on Sunday they'll be dancing again around the Fat Cat. So plenty of opportunity to see the Morris. And something that I should point out as well is that the 50th anniversary of the Morris Federation coincides with the 50th anniversary of Sheffield's very own Sheffield City Morris. And this is a lovely thing, and congratulations from Sam and I to all of the people in Sheffield City Morris, particularly to those who helped John Scully, who's the official photographer and one of the musicians for Sheffield City Morris, assemble quite an extraordinary collection of photographs taken by John and by other members of the group over the 50 years that they've been dancing, not just in Sheffield, but around the country, and not just around the country, but around the world. And the exhibition is a fascinating history of 50 years of a Morris team, and all of the people who have passed through that team in its years, some of the great memories of some of the great people, like Jerry Bates, who cooked magnificent curries, Jude Wilford, who cooked incredible puddings for Sheffield City Morris over the years, and many of the faces who you'll see have been dancing for almost, if not the whole time. There's a couple of original members, I think, probably in the group. So if you haven't seen it yet, go and see the exhibition. It is free, and it is in the Winter Gardens, in the beautiful Sheffield Winter Gardens. And make sure you get along tomorrow into town to see Sheffield City Morris dancing. Here they are from their album Sheffield City Morris, and the ladies go dancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again we stop the roar of the city's traffic to bring you a display of rhythmic grace and athletic precision, the traditional English sport of Morris dancing.
Sheffield City Morris, and you can go along and help them celebrate 50 years of Sheffield City Morris and 50 years of the Morris Federation dotted around the city centre all day. So do catch them. And congratulations again to Sheffield City Morris for 50 years of dancing in green trousers, which is a good effort, I think, for half a century. I mentioned last week on the programme that Sam is presenting The Ha, and they'll be at the Greystones on the 19th of October. And I also said that we hoped to talk to The Ha on this week's show. Well, Sam interviewed Murray Granger, the accordion player from The Ha, and we'll hear that interview shortly. But before that, let's hear another track from The Ha. We had one last week, and we're going to revisit that track in a moment. But first, let's have their version of The Craigan White Hare. And then Sam will be talking to Murray Granger.
Thank you.
That was the Ha there with the Craig and White hair, and the Ha will be on at the Greystones on the 19th of October. We're really looking forward to it, and I'm delighted to be talking to Murray Granger. How are you, Murray?
Hey there, not bad at all. Thanks for having me.
So, when did the Ha come about then? And whose idea was it to start with?
Well, it's a little bit multifaceted in that Adam, who's the fiddler, and myself, we've been gigging together under various banners for quite a long time now, probably about 12 or 13 years.
Okay, yeah.
So we were working together, and then we were in a band called Dodo Street, and Cormac Byrne was in that band. Cormac, who is our percussionist, baron player.
Yeah.
So we all were working together, we all knew each other and all the rest of it. So that's stage one. Then Adam and Cormac were doing a duo album together and ended off going to Inishere, off the coast of Ireland, yeah. To do a gig and all the rest of it at the Kraken Bowron Festival thing that goes on there.
Yeah.
And at that event, in the evening, at the session in the pub, of course, was this amazing singer called Molly Donnery. And I've been known her for years, but Adam heard her singing and went, wow, that's something special. What a voice. Isn't that amazing?
And it is.
Met up, and they went off and did a little video thing just for the fun of it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And showed it to me, and we went, oh, we need to do something there. And so that's where it all basically started.
Yeah, great. I remember now. I remember Adam and Cormac doing the duo stuff. Yeah, and
that's right.
Yeah, and so I've been saying the way I've described the band is you do Irish traditional songs, but in your own sort of unique way and try and change them up a bit, don't you? That's basically what the band is.
Yes, I mean, I think, obviously Molly is completely steeped in the whole Irish tradition, being you know, an Irish singer. So she brings that tradition to us, as does Cormac. But looking at classic songs that we all know, I mean, it might be... Yeah. You know, Wild Mountain Time, Wild Rover, you care to mention it. They're classic songs for a reason.
Yeah.
Now, they may have become, dare one say it, a little bit cliched and a little bit hackneyed, but only because they're really good classic songs that grabbed everybody's attention.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to look back at them and say, well, hang on a minute, why are these songs so well-known, so classic, so repeated? And then what else is there? Let's revisit them and go on a journey with them. And more often than not, one of us will go, oh, why don't we try such and such an idea? And because we're all doing it, a lot of it's by improvisation, a lot of it's just reacting in that. All it takes is one person to come up with a new idea, and it triggers everyone else's imagination, and off we go on some new and exciting journey that genuinely allows you to revisit those songs and look at them almost in a new light. So you're able to see them with fresh eyes, hear them as if anew.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting when you already know the song, but then you can hear it again is lovely.
Yeah, I can remember the first time that I can remember the first time I heard the first time I saw you, and I think the first time a lot of probably English people saw you was at Shrewsbury Folk Festival.
And, oh yeah, and, absolutely.
And I remember, and I think you probably started with the Craig and White Hair that we just heard, and I just went, I was like, wow, you know, like we're used to the Derry Farrell, the Andy Irvine version, or whatever.
Absolutely.
Version.
And
you just totally changed it up, and it's brilliant, and we're looking forward to it. Have you got a new album on this tour or not? Are you just touring?
Well, we will be maybe sneaking a couple of tasters in there. We have recorded a new album. It is just finishing mastering at the moment, and it will be out in December.
Nice.
So get your Christmas present list sorted, everyone. So it's a good one, I have to say. I'm very, very pleased with it. It's really exciting.
Yep.
It won't be time for this next tour in October, but we will, you know, we can take pre-orders and we might cheekily play one or two. You never know.
Great. Great stuff. So you're playing in Sheffield on the 19th. Is this actually the band's first gig in Sheffield?
Oh, now there's a question. To be honest, I'm not certain. I've done plenty of gigs in Sheffield over the years, so they kind of, it's hard to, in my memory, decide which we did what. It might be the first at Greystone.
Yeah,
I think we may have played a different venue in Sheffield, but I think it might be the first at Greystone, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So we're going to play Whiskey in the Jar. This is a classic. So how did you? When it came to this song, what did you think about when it came to this song? How did you think about arranging this one?
Yeah, it is a difficult one because we all know it. We've all played it at many a session and, you know, many a Paddy's night and all the rest of it. So how do you revisit it? It's a little while since we recorded this one, so I'm not certain I can remember the exact process. But what we definitely started by doing is playing with the rhythm, not necessarily doing it in the absolute standard rhythm, as you'll hear when you listen to the track. So playing around with, in this case, we've reduced a beat for a while. We're in 7 and then we go back into 8. And that different groove instantly takes you somewhere else. It allows you to react in a different way. And it gives us all a little bit of a new, fresh space that we can then reimagine the song and explore it yet again.
Great, fantastic. So, you were talking about earlier about improvising. When you play the song live, are you improvising still, or does the improvisation come when you record it?
Both would be the answer. So obviously when we record it, that's usually the first time.
Yeah.
So there's that's where we really go off on something. What I'd say now is that the structure and the style remains constant. So we know, you know, for instance, Whiskey in the Jar, we will always start in the same way. But there are sections where two things might happen. So there are instrumental breaks and the like. That could go anywhere.
Yeah.
That changes every single gig. We just go off on one and explore and play and react off each other and then bring it back down for the next verse. But even within the verses, obviously Molly has to sing the verse. There are words, there's lyrics that have to be delivered. So we have to follow that structure. But how she phrases it and how we accompany it may well change every night. I'm the core band, being the accordionist, and there's no guitarist in the band. It's not allowed. being the chord man band, it could well be a different chord, a different sequence, different bass line. We may slightly alter the groove. Cormac and I particularly love bouncing off each other. So we, you know, he might suddenly do a completely different syncopation to normal that I then have fun to play off, and it can take us in a different direction. So it's the same but different every night, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're looking for we're looking forward to it. Greystones the 19th of October, and people can get tickets, I'm delighted to say, through the Live at Sam's website. I'm delighted to be doing this gig for you. And yeah, we look forward to it, and we'll see you on the on Sunday, the 19th of October. And we'll finish with Whiskey in the Jar. Thanks a lot, Murray.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. See you on the 19th.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
I dreamed of pretty Molly. I saw the Colonel Powers and four stout able fellows. I flew to me pistols, but found I was mistaken, and out flashed the water like a prisoner I was taken. the soldiers and I loudly did call. Many have I robbed, but never yet killed any. And now I must die on the plains of Kilkenny.
the lovely band Taran, and you can catch them in Sheffield tomorrow night at the Greystones. Sorry, not tomorrow night, Sunday night at the Greystones. Taran, wonderfully talented trio, and that was an instrumental set of theirs called Claudia's. Right, well, we promised you an exclusive track from the wonderful Sheffield-based, although Lizzie Hardingham has to travel to Sheffield to be part of it, Culverake. We've played a little bit of music from them before on the show, but they are about to release on October the 3rd their first full-length album. It's incredibly exciting. They are a very talented harmony trio indeed. And after we hear an exclusive, probably a world exclusive, of Lizzie Hardingham singing The Reed Cutter's Daughter, we'll talk to Matt Quinn, not just about making the record and about how you can get hold of it, but their release tour, including their gig at Cafe Number 9 in Sheffield next week. So all of that to look forward to. And after the break, we have more guests in the second half. This is a guest-rich program. We'll also take a look at this week's child ballad and much, much more in the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk. But in the meantime, here are Culverake from their brand new record with The Reed Cutter's Daughter, led by Lizzie Hardingham. And after that, we'll talk to Matt Quinn.
Come, all you young fellows who intend to start roaming, pray pay attention and listen to me. For I once loved a girl and I would have married, but I belonged to the road and I had to be free. For I was a tinker of fixing and mending, camped by a village and earning my pay, while she had a house and a father to care for. The reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way. For the times they are hard when a girl loves a rover, when really she shouldn't and knows that it's so. Each night as the sun sets, to me she should wander, each morn as it rose, to the house she would go. I knew that someday we'd be sad for the parting, each morn I would wish, and each night I would pray. So happy together with this blue-eyed maiden, the reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way. When I think on the short time that we spent together, often a frown passes over my brow. She told me that someday I'd grow to forget her, but many's the time that I think of her now. I was cruel to be kind when the time came for parting, with a kiss and a smile, and I'll see you again. But just as I found her, I left her a-standing, the reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way. I thought it was cruel, now I see it was kindness, for she could not leave and I could not stay. But oft times I wonder if I'm still remembered by the reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way. By the reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way.
Well, how lucky are we to be able to play you such a new track. That's a
It may or may not be a radio exclusive, but we are definitely one of the first people to play a track from the forthcoming Culverake album. The album is called Unto the Sky. It comes out on the 1st of October. Culverake is the trio between Lizzie Hardingham, Matt Quinn and Seb Stone. We've spoken to Matt about the trio on the program before, and I'm very glad to say that we have the pleasure of his company this morning on Thank Goodness It's Folk to tell us about the new album and to tell us about their tour. The track you just heard was The Reed Cutter's Daughter, led by Lizzie Hardingham, accompanied vocally by Matt Quinn and Seb Stone. Matt, welcome to the show again. Nice to have you back on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Hi, James. Thank you for having me back. It's lovely to be here.
You're very welcome. And the moment has finally arrived where we're on the cusp of the release that has been the subject of both your joys and your frustrations, as album releases always are. Anyone who's a friend of yours will know that you can get a little impatient at times, but for good reason, which is that you want to see this out in the world, and so do we. But we finally have come to the point where you can say that the Culverake record is about to be launched. Tell us about that. It must be a good feeling.
It's a very good feeling indeed. We haven't got the copies yet, but the copies will arrive by the time the tour gets going properly. It's been a long time, not a long time coming, not years technically, because we've only been a band for, this will be the end of our second year, but we were very happy that you and the Melrose Quartet booked us for the Raise Your Voice Harmony Singing Weekend back in March of this year.
Mm.
And we did that, and that was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had a folk club gig on the Monday in Lincolnshire and Leicestershire, and then we recorded the album on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week. So we went straight from some gigs into recording, but we recorded it in March, and the copies are arriving next week, and the tour's finally here.
Well, that's great news. One thing I remember about those frantic days was how tired everybody seemed to be. Not just you guys, but everybody was tired. And I remember Seb must have gone through 2 or 3 jars of honey making this record.
Yes. honey was consumed in a recording studio just outside Cambridge.
That's a very trusting recording studio, letting people bring such a viscous, sticky substance into their hallowed environment.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, all in the aid of young Seb Stone's voice.
Indeed. Well, it is great to hear the album. Tell us about what it was like recording it in terms of going from being essentially a live thing. The way that you sing, and like all close harmony groups, happens in the moment, and the harmonies depend upon one another. Is that how you went about doing it, to capture that as realistically as you could? And how did it work out?
So we recorded it all live, as opposed to overdubbing and laying down things down separately, which is always, it can be tricky depending on how familiar you are with the material. Thankfully, we've been singing most of that material for over a year at that point. So we had all three of us had headphones on in a little semicircle, and we all had the drone in our ears of a key note in an attempt to keep in pitch. And keeping in pitch is actually one of the easier parts of doing that, because as I'm sure you know, being in a band and going on tour and performing these songs, you'll perform each song once per night. But in a recording situation, this engineer would get you to sing each song 3, maybe even 4 or 5 times in a row in relatively quick succession to try and get the best take, or the best take of a particular verse, depending on how much chopping up you want to do, and then knitting together to make it into the best take of the best bits. And what we found, was actually, rather than the pitch, was the energy. Keeping up the energy, especially on slower songs.
Definitely. And it's interesting you say that, because I was talking to McDarry Yates on this program a couple of months ago about his new album, about traditional street songs from Dublin. And I talked about energy in the recording studio. And it's a different situation a bit when you're just a soloist. But he said the engineer, McDarry, was actually the one driving to do a better take and a better take and do 2 or 3. And it was the engineer in that session who said, McDarry, when I hear the first takes, They might not be what you think of as perfect, but the energy you have in those first takes is the energy of you singing these songs down at the pub or you in the session. The energy of the second and third takes is somebody trying to sing them in the studio to a level that they've set in their own head of where they want to be with it. I think that's a really important lesson, isn't it? That perfection and energy are definitely different in the studio, and you want the energy.
Yes, absolutely. There is a difference between, in a sense, we're all perfectionists. We would love something to sound perfect, but perfect is not necessarily what an audience wants to hear. What they want to hear is a good performance,
yep,
not a perfect performance.
100%.
And we recorded the album. Yeah, we just hired a studio just outside Cambridge, Half Ton Studios. And our recording engineer, we hired Ross Henrywood, from Barleycorn Productions. Ross is a very old friend of mine from folk youth workshops at Whitby Folk Week, I think. And he sings unaccompanied, and so he understands the kind of thing we were trying to get from these recordings. And so we could do a song, and we thought it sounded pretty good. But Ross would say, you could do with that, the energy being a little up in that.
Yeah.
And we'd go, oh, well, it did sound the right to us. And he'd say, come around here, come into the booth, listen again. And we listen and go, yes, you're quite right.
That's what producers are for, that is to point out the thing that you lose sight of when you're in the midst of it. Matt, the album comes out on the 1st of October. How do people get hold of it?
So there is a Bandcamp page, culverake.bandcamp.com. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It still says pre-order at the moment because the album hasn't come out yet, but it will change to on sale. And you buy it from that site on CD and LP, which is very exciting. However, although we haven't, this is a negative exclusive in a way. The CDs will have on the tour and for the website, but the LPs there have been lots of technical difficulties and delays to the LPs, and we're very sad about this. We won't have the LPs in time for any of the gigs on the tour. So,
do you know what? Everyone I know who collects LPs and collects vinyl knows that they're worth waiting for, and they will buy them anyway. And they'll just have to get you to sign them at another date. But I know that that won't put people off. The people who want the vinyl will get the vinyl by hook or by crook. Where Absolutely. Is the tour? Tell us the dates. When can people come and hear Culverake launching this album?
Well, do you want all of the dates?
Yes, but you don't need to go into great detail. Just tell us where you're going and how people can see the details.
So if you're a time traveller, you can see us yesterday on the first gig of the tour. So yesterday we played at the Barn at Baston,
yes,
near Peterborough, which is a lovely club. I've done it a few times, and I'm sure we had a great time. And then next week, starting on the 30th, Tuesday 30th of September, we're doing a private house concert that's sold out within about 3 hours of going on sale to its audience members. So do that. Wednesday, the 1st of October, we'll be at Cafe 9 in Sheffield. And that is the official, that's the day the album launches as well. So that's a launch party gig for
Great.
Us. A local one for me, Sheffield, at Cafe 9. There's still a handful of tickets left available, I think, on the We Got Tickets page for that. We'll be at Hartlepool Folk Festival on the Friday and Saturday. That's the 3rd and 4th of October. We'll be doing a gig in Newcastle at the Cumberland Arms, mild stomping ground, the Cumberland Arms in Biker, on Sunday the 5th of October. And then Tuesday 7th of October, we'll be at the Hoy at Anchor Folk Club down in Southend-on-Sea. A few days off, and then on the Sunday the 12th of October, we'll be in Reading at Ready Folk, which is a new one for me. I'm looking forward to visiting that one. The next day, Monday 13th of October, we'll be at the Cellar Upstairs Folk Club in London. A day or two later, on the Wednesday the 15th, we'll be at the Carrington Triangle Folk Club, just outside Nottingham. And then on the 22nd, we'll be at the Lantrisant Folk Club in Wales. And the next day, what a drive this is. The next day we'll be in Margate, at Roslyn Court in Margate, and that ends the tour there. So on the road, we'll be on the road off and on from Tuesday 30th of September through to 23rd of October.
And where can people check those dates? Have you got a website, Matt?
There's no actual Culverake website, but we've got Facebook and Instagram account, so we'll be sharing it all around on the socials, as they say.
Fantastic. Well, I hope the tour goes really, really well for you. I'm sorry I won't be able to get to the Cafe 9 number gig, but that will sell out. There's only a few tickets left. If you're in Sheffield, go and see Carl Vorake at Cafe number 9. And Matt, you've very kindly said we can play a second track from the brand new record on today's program. What would you like to finish this little segment with?
Right, so here is, and this I won't talk about this for ages, but it ties into my podcast quite well in a few different ways. Season 1, Episode 3 of In the Roud, we covered the song The Seeds of Love, The Sprig of Time, Roud number 3. Steve Roud provided the history of that song, and he sent me a recording I'd never heard before, which was of what normally happens with field recordings and source singers is they tend to be quite old because we're recording these singers towards the end of their life singing these songs. But this was a 1950s recording of a 27-year-old woman called Jean Hopkins singing a version of Seeds of Love, Let No Man Steal Your Time, that she had learned from her grandfather called You Lads and Lasses. The singer guest on that episode of the podcast was Lizzie Hardingham from Culverake, and we sing that version with Seb Stone singing lead. And so what you're going to hear now is our version of Jean Hopkins' You Lads and Lasses.
You lads and you lasses so gay, you are now just in your prime. I'll have you take heed, keep your garden so gay, and I vow you must lose no time. The gardener was standing just by. I asked him to choose for me. He chose at me the violet, the lily and the pink, but I really did refuse them all three. The violet I did not like, because it does fade away and die. The lily and the pink were I really overlooked, and I vowed I would tarry it till June. In June there's a red and rosy bud. Yes, a red and rosy bud, yes, for me. Well, oft times I have looked for that red rosy bud, but I gained it the green willow tree. The willow it will twist and will twine, just like my love changes her mind. And oft times I have wished myself back with my true love that has stole away this fond heart of mine. And I will be as true to the girl that I love as the stars they are true unto the sky.
Carl Vorake, brilliant. We've got a preview of Derby Folk Festival after the break with Bob Rushton.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.